Back at it in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on a Friday. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate your support. Man, it has been a busy year, to say the least, with everything that has gone on with the pandemic and other concerns. Obviously, the pandemic and the lockdowns had great impact on a variety of industries, and still does. And when it talks about when you talk about critical infrastructure, certain companies stepped up and did more than their fair share, to say the least. One of those, Dean Transportation, Dean Trailways. Joining me here is Kelly Dean. He's the owner of both Dean Transportation, Dean Trailways, which serves school districts, intermediate school districts, public transit agencies throughout the state of Michigan. And it's one of the largest owned transportation companies in the nation, if you didn't know. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. I'm very honored to be with you this morning.
Good to have you here. Now, one of the things that you applied for early on, with the pandemic and all of the challenges we were facing as far as getting critical equipment and people into the places they needed to be, you asked for an emergency declaration so that Dean Transportation, all of your facilities, all of your buses, all of the gear you have could be used to help mobilize, like I say, equipment and people. Tell me how that came about.
Well, Steve, thank you. You know, this has been the most challenging 13 weeks of my career and our business career, and it has been tough. But as has been for so many other businesses that you continue to highlight, we wanted to be part of a solution in having vehicles, motor coaches. We have school buses throughout the state of Michigan. We have, you know, nearly 1,600 vehicles that we could move products. So we knew, as we heard about the challenges of getting COVID-19 protective equipment to different places. So we went to the Federal Motor Vehicle Carrier Act and said, we want to have an emergency declaration so we have the ability, if there are masks in Cincinnati, New York City, Washington, wherever, we'll go get them. We'll get them back here. We'll get them into the right places. We'll get them to the first responders. And
right,
we'll do anything that we can do. Our drivers stood ready. They're our internal heroes, and we have been delivering products. We have picked up very large quantities of masks and et cetera at Metro Airport that have come in from China. A lot of the equipment has come from China, and we have got those out to hospitals throughout the state.
Sure.
And we felt it was the right thing to do.
And I agree with you. And the nation of origin is a conversation for a different day because a lot of us, supply chains have become something of a big interest for a lot of folks. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Any idea, Kelly, how many miles you've put on you and your team? Because let's be honest, you were running in all different directions. You were running, like you say, to pick up stuff in New York or wherever it was available, returning it to Michigan. But then you're spreading out across Michigan, you know, running it to Traverse City, to the UP, to wherever it needed to be, back and forth. How many miles, any idea that you have put in pursuit?
Well, you know, I don't. Thank you. Great question. I can tell you that we had, between our motor coaches and school bus, we had nearly 500 employees that stepped up under our category of essential duty employees. I know that we have delivered several hundred thousand meals door-to-door for students throughout the state of Michigan, particularly those with special needs where families are unable to actually get to the store, get the food, because they're caring for their special needs children within their home. So we've gone door-to-door, and those same employees that started 12 weeks ago are doing it still this week, feeling very good about that opportunity. So it was our effort. We had to give them special training. We had to protect them. But that's been our objective. And so we've had nearly a third of all of our employees out, doing something in addition. They felt very good about it. We wanted to be part of a solution.
And it sounds like you have been. And Kelly Dean here, owner of Dean Transportation, Dean Trailways statewide in Michigan. And Kelly, I tip my hat to you. 500 employees. Running and gunning, as I would say, you know, just getting it done, you know, going to where the need is, running toward the noise, not away from it. Hundreds of thousands of meals put forth, one of the things you point out there. And you have a special relationship, if I may, with the special needs community. It's basically where your company began more than 25 years ago, right?
Thank you. Well, my background is that I'm a teacher by my training, Michigan State trained teacher, and I worked for the Lansing School District 15 years before I was lured into the school bus business, and I've been doing that for over 30 years now. And so special needs was how we started, and we transport some of our most fragile students to their school programs throughout the state of Michigan. We have about 80,000 students that we transport daily.
Right, and that's why I say you have a special relationship with those folks that you look out for. And so, therefore, it was a natural thing. I do want to ask you about this, though. Obviously, it's a tough time for a lot of businesses. We have a couple of minutes left here. But you do charters, you do tours, you do black car service, sports packages. None of those things are happening right now. So, obviously, you feel the pinch in some places just like everybody else that's in business.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Steve, it's been unbelievable. I feel for so many businesses. We're like them. Our business came to such an abrupt stop. It just literally stopped. And this was going to be the springtime. Summer is our big season. It's the retail season. It's when sports trips, universities travel for their spring sports. High school kids are going to Washington, D.C. and places like that. And that all stopped. So it has been very difficult to lay off employees and so on. And we can't wait until, travel and tourism starts coming back. We're seeing a very positive sign that some of the northern Michigan schools are considering today to start up summer school programming. And that'll be a real a bright ray of light that maybe we're getting through this when those in the northern part, the northern counties, the intermediate school districts start getting kids back. And
I'll say that's the right thing for me. I think we need to go back to school, and I think it's a step in the right direction for your business. I just want to say once again, though, Kelly, I greatly appreciate everything you've done. I tip my hat to you and your team and all that has been done by Dean Transportation, Dean Trailways. I have to leave it there for today, but thank you for being here today.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. Keep up the great work, Steve.
There it is. Kelly Dean, everybody. Here in the No Panic Zone, a company proud to get it done. Even when they were taking a hit financially, they said, you know what, we still have to do the right thing, and they did it. We'll be right back.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours, and in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.